Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So the question remains, do we have a Bengali speaker in the house? Oh, we must. Okay. So, let me find my glasses. I'm trying to think of what the tune is for this. Where's Vaishesha Kapoor? He would know the tune. I'm trying to think of... Do we have anyone who knows the tune for this? I knew it yesterday, but I forgot it. Huh? Say again? That's what I think. Hey, do you want to chant this first while we're doing a little technical stuff here? Do we have a volunteer who can lead us in the chanting? He's running for the door.
Use the wireless mic.
So you want this on a stick? This isn't Matt showing up on the
Anyara Hridaya Mana Mora Mana Vrindavana Mane Vane Kakori Jani Anyara Hridaya Man Mora Man Vrindavan Mane Vane Kakori Jani. Everybody. Mane vane ka kori jani tahan tomar pad dwai karaha jari udai tabe tomar puna kripa mani tahan tomar pad dwai karaha jari udai tabe tomar puna kripa mani anyera hridaya man mora man brindaban mane bane ka kori jani anyera hridaya man mora man brindaban Mane bane ka kori jani tahan tomar pad dwaya karaha jari dwaya udai tabe tomar puna kripa mani tahan tomar pad dwaya karaha jari udai tabe tomar bhuna kripa mani tabe tomar puna 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 kripa mani.
So the translation is, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is it's describing Lord Chaitanya's dancing at the Rath Yatra festival. So the translation is, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, "For most people, the mind and the heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I deem that that will be your full mercy." So all say you say, speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." And Prabhupada's purport, "The mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing, by which the mind accepts materially favorable things and rejects the unfavorable. This is the consciousness of the people in general. But when one's mind does not accept and reject, but simply becomes fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then one's mind becomes as good as Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna is, there is also Srimati Radharani, the gopis, cowherd boys, and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan. Thus, as soon as one fixes Krishna in his mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. In other words, when one's mind is completely free from all material desires and is engaged only in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one always lives in Vrindavan and nowhere else." So are we ready to go, Archita? Against great odds?
No.
Oh, come on. As predicted. 2 seconds. We can time him, make him more nervous. Does someone have a watch? No, not for timing him. No, because I need to know what time it is so I know when to end and how to pace things. Oh, Archita, come on, man. I can't see this. Anybody else have another watch? I'll give it back. You know where I live. But that'll have to keep pushing. I know what I'm filled with. Let's see how small a watch we can get. Somebody have a bigger watch? I'm just trying to fill time, actually. Ah, Veda Vit Prabhu. So how are we doing? Ah, Krishna's mercy. Thank you, Archita Prabhu. All's well that ends well. So, and you have to advance for me, is it?